Like one of my sisters is in an assisted care living facility. Her memory is leaving her. And that's so sad to think about that. I just visited her last Saturday too. And she was a beautiful woman in every way, personality-wise and looks, face, figure, talent, everything. But now she's 83 years of age. And her, not that her spirit's gone, that's still there, but the memory is gone. And that's so sad. And you probably have similar experiences in your own life. Specify that intention for which you want to pray, maybe this particular decade of the rosary. That'll keep you on target. Do you know people know Karl Rahner? He's a German Jesuit theologian. Some people think he's respectable, and other people think he's not so respectable. But he said something rather profound. See if you can follow this. They ask him why devotion to the Mother of God has so greatly diminished since the Second Vatican Council. Here's what he said. The big danger in religion is to reduce everything to abstractions. And abstractions do not need a mother. But it was our Mother Mary who kept us forever from worshiping an abstract Christ, or what those theologizers might call the Christ event. In other words, it was Mary who put flesh and bone and blood on our God to make him a lovable, huggable, kissable, caressable, touchable, tangible, edible, eatable God in our flesh. We owe it all to her. And stay close to the Virgin Mother of God in all the hurts of your life. And when you say that little refrain at the end of the Hail Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Because that word now is going to coincide with the hour of death at one moment in your life and mine in the future. As Gilbert Keith Chesterton said so well in his poem, Ballad of Donegal Wild, he puts these words into the mouth of the Mother of God. Listen to this. She says, I am the Mother of God, and this is himself, and this is the boy ye all will be wanting at the last. Christ our Savior and his precious Mother, who channeled him to us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Folks, I'm going to go back into the confessional. There are two people who are lined up, and I don't want to neglect them.